DW.
Twice a week, sterile male tsetse flies are released into the wild. Their purpose is to stop the reproduction of tsetse flies endemic to the area and eradicate them. They're reared in a laboratory in Dakar.
Here we are now in the insectarium at the National Laboratory of Veterinary Research.
Dr. Mamar Talasek has been working on controlling the population of tsetse flies at the Senegalese Agricultural Research Institute since 2006. The tsetse fly is a threat to health and agriculture across sub-Saharan Africa. They transmit trypanosomiasis, a parasitic disease that causes sleeping sickness in humans. It also makes cattle very ill, causing infertility, weight loss, and sometimes death. A nightmare for farmers who depend on their animals to survive.
This is where we receive the nymphs that have come from different insectariums. This is where we first treat them when they arrive.
Every week, Dr. Sek receives fly larvae in the nymph stage, the stage just before the tsetse fly emerges. When they get here, the nymphs have already been sterilized using nuclear radiation, a process known as sterile insect technique. The project's been jointly carried out by the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization and the International Atomic Energy Agency. They've already wiped out tsetse flies on an island in Zanzibar. These fly nymphs undergo irradiation in either Burkina Faso or Austria at the Atomic Energy Agency's Insect Pest Control Laboratory. Then they're packed into cool boxes and sent to Dakar by air freight. But only around 50% of the nymphs will turn into operational flies.
By operational, we mean they have good quality wings so they can go and do their job, which is to mate with female flies in the wild. Then their offspring will not be viable, or there simply won't be any offspring.
Flies that pass the quality test are placed in small cardboard boxes and then released, either at ground level or in the air.
We use these biodegradable boxes. Today we have 98 boxes and each box contains 80 flies.
No wild flies have been captured since 2012, but monitoring continues. Senegalese President Macky Sall officially announced in December that wild and potentially dangerous tsetse flies have been totally wiped out over 1,000 square kilometres in the Niaye Zone, a coastal farming region of Senegal. It's a huge victory for the country, as tsetse flies had been a major problem for livestock production.
We're finding symptoms of trypanosomiasis in some cattle, weight loss, anemia, a rough and unhealthy coat, and discharge in the eyes. We treated them with trypanocidal drugs, and we managed to help some recover. I have to say that we have very few cases now. Actually, I haven't seen any in a long time.
Dr. Charles Dieng is a livestock vet with 20 years' experience in the Niaye region. Because farmers in Senegal usually put their cattle out to graze a certain distance away from their homes, humans haven't suffered as much as the livestock.
Here, farmers have their herd and nothing else. Your herd is your livelihood. It allows you to take care of your family. It's your life. So when you have a sick herd, it really changes a lot of things.
He witnessed firsthand the detrimental effects of tsetse flies on cattle and their farmers.
Milk production isn't great to begin with in our local cows. So when you have cases of trypanosomiasis or a general parasitic blood disease, the low output is reduced even further. That has a very negative impact on the farmer's income.
Trypanosidal injections to treat the parasitic disease spread by tsetse flies costs around 600 CFA francs or €1 per head of cattle, a cost not all low-income livestock farmers can afford.
Sometimes I came across farmers who were beside themselves because they had five or six cows and the whole family lived off the herd. But one sick animal meant there was no milk production. There was no milk and so no more revenue for the family. They would have had to sell their animals and start again from scratch. But I did on occasion treat the animals for free for some farmers to support them.
Local cows produce around 3 litres of milk per day, compared to around 30 to 40 litres by European dairy cows. 2 years ago, Around 1,000 cows from France and the Netherlands were imported, and later in March this year, another 1,000 cows will arrive by boat. Through artificial insemination, some farmers have crossbred the dairy cows and seen their incomes flourish. Dr. Dieng remembers one particular case.
The crossbred cow gave birth to a male calf that was sold for 300,000 CFA franc. That's around 450 euros. That's an important sum for these farmers, on top of the milk production. It really changed this farmer's life. That story really touched me.
A crossbred dairy cow can produce up to 20 litres of milk, but farmers could not have even considered crossbreeding until the tsetse fly population in the Niay region was under control, says Dr. Sek from the Agricultural Research Institute. Today, around 80% of the milk consumed in Senegal is imported, but the country's aim to boost its milk production.
More than 50 billion CFA francs are spent each year on milk imports, but the results are starting to show. Last year, the country was able to import more than 1,000 dairy cows.
Back at the Insectarium in Dakar, the flies are being boxed up, ready to be airdropped from an ultralight motorised aircraft. Eric Bruno, the manager of the aerodrome in the city of Thiès, has been working closely with Dr. Sek and has even adapted one of his light aircrafts for the fly drop by adding a PVC tube to launch the fly safely below the propeller.
It's a simple pipe that launches the boxes through air pressure so that when the box slides down the tube and drops at that altitude, it bursts open and frees the flies.
Moussa Badji, a former military pilot, is in the cockpit today, accompanied by his co-pilot, who will feed the boxes into the pipe. The drop points have been carefully studied.
We have numbered the zones from 1 to 4. Today, I'll be dropping them in zone 3. The zone has been grid-lined, and this is the space between the points. It's an area of around 1 square kilometre. This way, we can track where the flies go.
Soon, the airdrops could be done mechanically. Eric Bruno has created a prototype launcher, now being studied by the International Atomic Energy Agency.
We're working on an automatic machine with software we've created called BESI Navigator. So in the future, we'll be able to do the drop automatically. Once we're in the zone, it calculates everything and drops the flies automatically, all on its own.
The Senegalese authorities are planning to target another tsetse fly population over 5,000 square kilometres in the Siné Saloum, a mangrove area south of Dakar. The World Organization on Animal Health is yet to confirm that livestock in the Niay region are in the clear and that the disease transmitted by the tsetse fly has well and truly been eliminated, even if the flies are no longer there. For DW, Emmanuel Landet in Dakar.
DW